Hi, welcome to RV Podcast. We've got a great show planned for you this week. We'll tell you all about where we've been traveling around Florida, trying to find some sunshine. And the question is buying an RV lot right for you? We have those answers and more coming up, so stay tuned.
Welcome to RVU with your hosts, George and Lisa Hernandez. Each week, listen in as George and Lisa talk about their RV and travel adventures all around the world. George and Lisa travel in their 40-foot Class A Tiffin motor coach and tow their Jeep Wrangler, always looking for fun and adventure.
Hi, welcome back to RVU Podcast. I'm Lisa Richard Hernandez.
And I'm George Hernandez.
And we have so much great stuff to talk to you about today. Last time we were in the Tampa RV Super Show, so we were already down in Florida, and we want to talk to you a little bit about our travels after that and some time we spent in Florida and some just things that we've had going on the last couple of weeks here.
We've been chasing the sun, trying to get warm because it is freezing in Charleston, South Carolina. So we headed south.
Yes. And I want to say that, you know, even at the Tampa Super Show, it was not really that much warmer. It was still very cold for Florida in the 60s. And so we still had our jackets on, of course. And, you know, we dropped my mom off at her condo there in Clearwater when we went down. And so I kind of wanted to stay in the state of Florida for a little bit just to make sure that things were good with her. And we also, while we were down in Florida, wanted to check on George's parents. So after we left the Tampa RV Super Show, we headed over to Pembroke Pines, Florida, and stayed at CB Smith Park, which is actually a really nice campground. What is it, about 45 minutes from Miami?
Yeah, I mean, with Miami traffic, it's 30 to 45 minutes to South Beach.
Yeah.
And which isn't bad at all.
No, and CB Murray Park is like, I can't say CB Murray, it's CB Smith Park, is sort of like right in the middle of Pembroke Pines. There's like tons of shopping and restaurants and malls and stuff, but yet it's still, I guess, a state or county park.
It's a county park, and it's very well run, and it's a great facility if you're looking for a place to be near Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Florida, or Miami. It's centrally located to all three. They're all probably 30 to 40 minutes away. If you're looking to go to the casino, that's 30 minutes maybe. So it's very conveniently located to all of those places.
Yeah, and it takes all kinds. I mean, you can tent camp there. You can have a big rig. There's a little lake there. Some people call it a pond, but it's a small lake. And they offer water skiing and
wakeboarding
and inner tubing.
They also have a water park in the park.
Yep. The water park was, of course, closed because of COVID. And I'm assuming because of the cold weather as well. But there's a batting cage.
They definitely have a lot to offer.
Yeah, they have like a golf center, a tennis complex. It's really, really nice. Fishing, a fitness facility, horseshoes, racquetball. They have shelters, pickleball, tennis. So lots of things to do there at CB Smith Park, and we really kind of recommend that place if you're going to be down that way and you're looking for something. They also were our COVID testing site, so that kind of came in handy, actually. Even though George and I had already had COVID back several months ago, we tested positive for the antibodies, but you know, we were going to see his parents who are elderly, and we had just been at the Tampa Super Show, and I started to just get like a tiny cough, and I started to freak out. And so we just drove through and got another COVID test just to be on the safe side. Of course, it was negative, thankfully. But
they did a great job. The line was really long, so we were a little hesitant about getting in line. But from the minute we got in to when we were done testing was just under an hour, and we thought it was going to be 2 to 3 hours based on the size of the line. But they had four testing stations, and it was
a drive-through.
Four drive-through stations, and it was very well organized. You did everything on your phone prior to getting to the tents. Once you got in the tent, they
scanned your phone.
They scanned the barcode on your phone and asked you, are you Mr. Hernandez? What's your date of birth? And boom, you did your test. And literally
Within 30 minutes, within they had emailed minutes, we had our results. Us the results. Yeah, and that was great. There was no charge for that. So I think Florida's doing a great job of providing free testing and also working really hard to get everyone vaccinated. So I know George's parents had already gotten their first shot, and they're in a whole kind of retirement community. How many? There's a lot of people in that Pembroke Pines community.
Oh, my God, thousands.
What's
thousands.
The name of it?
It'll come to me in a second. Just keep talking.
I think there's like, did you say like 20,000 people live in their complex?
Century Village.
Century Village. Yeah. So great job to the, you know, governor of Florida, I guess, that's been working on getting people tested and vaccinated. Hopefully, you know, it's allowing them to kind of get some more tourists down there and stuff. I know the people, they originally said anyone who wanted to get vaccinated could come in. And then I think they kind of like said, oh, wait, maybe we need to just keep that to residents.
Well, especially being
a lot of senior citizens in that area.
Yeah, the snowbirds.
Yeah, and the snowbirds and Canadians even. Yeah.
Yes, and Canadians, a whole nother conversation with the craziness that's going on up there.
I know it's hard for them to get in and out of this country and vice versa. So I know a lot of people that normally went down south, my mom said they couldn't come down this year and stay at their condos.
Yeah.
So,
CB Smith Park, highly recommended.
Very reasonable prices.
Very reasonably priced.
It was like $40 a night or something.
I think so. I think it might have been even less than that. The lot sizes are very accommodating. We have a 40-foot, as you all know, and we fit in there perfectly. The girl at the reception desk worked with me and found me the biggest spot, most convenient that she thought, and it was technically not a pull-through, but it ended up being a pull-through, and I really appreciated that because it makes my life a lot easier.
Yeah. So while we were down there, we thought, oh, man, we should stay down here a little bit longer because it's such nice weather. And, well, trying to find a place to stay in southern Florida in January is almost like a silly thing to even attempt.
Well, we were trying the Keys, which is even more hysterical because pretty much everywhere that I called, they laughed at me and they said, if you're looking for next year, we can probably get you in. But this year, you're not going to find anything. And they were absolutely right. Everything was booked.
Yes. And I forgot to mention that we did stay on our way to Pembroke Pines. We stayed a night at Pelican Lakes Resort in Naples and went down there to visit our friends, Jim and Diane, and actually really, really love that resort. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. The lots are very big. There's a ton of lots that are on the lake, which are really, really beautiful. And of course, those are premium lots. But I thought all the lots were really, really big and very well taken care of. The whole resort, just kudos to them.
One thing I love about Pelican Lakes Resort and some of those other luxury resorts where they allow you to have a casita or a little coach house, people were building new ones there, and you could have, I think, up to 300 square feet.
Yeah, you can upgrade up to 300 square feet. I guess in the early days, it was only a 100 square foot casita because that seems to be what everybody has. And now they're upgrading to 300 square feet, which, believe it or not, doesn't sound like much, but that gives you a whole new world of possibilities.
A bathroom, a kitchen, put an extra bed in there. Yeah, it was really, really surprisingly nice size places. So when we were there, it kind of opened up our eyes a little bit to the idea. Now, don't forget, we already own a lot in Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort, which we love. And we're super excited to say that we just closed last week on our new lot. We actually bought a bigger lot than we had already had. And prices are just skyrocketing everywhere for RV resorts. And so when we stayed at Pelican Lakes and we couldn't find a place to get into the Keys, really kind of made us start thinking, you know, we really need to start thinking about maybe jumping in and buying some lots around the country because prices are going up so much and there's such a demand for them. And with COVID, it was like kind of eye-opening that you can't get in everywhere either. So owning our place in Hilton Head was great because we knew we always had a place to stay because we own there.
Right. Absolutely. It's nice to have a home base. Going with that, if you're planning a trip, plan ahead because nothing's guaranteed. As we found out winter, everybody comes down to Florida, and it was completely sold out.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the bigger your rig is, the more difficult it is to get in.
Right, you're limiting yourself.
Yep, yep. So that kind of brings us to our main, like one of our topics that we really wanted to touch base on today, because we really started contemplating buying and selling lots, and what are the benefits of ownership? What are the pros and cons to it? And I kind of made a little list. I was just kind of like, all right, what are, you know, I'm a real estate agent and I'm always looking for investments and things that would be, I want to as appreciating assets, and generally speaking, a coach or an RV are depreciating assets. And so I hate like spending all my money on a beautiful coach and knowing that every year it goes down in value. Whereas if I was to invest it in a home, that I could probably buy like a actual stick built home for the same price as our coach, it would be an appreciating asset. So I think that one of the benefits of being an owner is actually owning an appreciating asset as opposed to a depreciating asset.
Right.
And generally speaking.
And generally speaking, also you can possibly make some money on them. So our thought is to have a couple lots throughout the country. Like Lisa said, we have one in Hilton Head. We're contemplating buying one in Florida and maybe something closer to the West Coast. So we can travel around and go to our different places and use those as home bases. But when you're not at your location, you can be on a rental program and make money renting it out. And, you know, you're not going to become a millionaire, but if you can cover your expenses for your lot, then why not?
Right. It's basically like staying, you know, having it for free. Once, I mean, aside from the money that you put down to pay for the lot originally, but I feel like hopefully things keep going in the right direction, that won't, those values will go up as opposed to going down.
Well, from what we've seen just in the last 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
From what we could have bought. So for example, we could have bought lots at Hilton Head Resort 4 years ago for the cheapest
60,000.
One was even cheaper than that. There was one for $50,000. Had I known that, this is one of those had I known moments, I would have bought 10 lots. And made a decent return, because now
they're worth double. You double, really would have doubled your
double
money.
And some of them triple. Yes. So it's one of those things that I think there's still a lot of opportunity to get in at a decent price, because these prices are just going to keep going up. Eventually it will plateau, but right now they're just climbing, and it's the in thing to do right now, because so many people are doing staycations, so they're traveling in the country. They're not, you know, you can't leave the country.
Yeah, I mean, they just made it difficult once again for us to leave the country. I'm so happy that we got out to the Dominican Republic for New Year's. We went to an all-inclusive resort down there. But otherwise, now you have to have a negative COVID test to get back into the United States. So, you know, all these resorts are scrambling to figure out a way they're going to be able to get, you know, people tested.
Right, and there's no end in sight to this craziness, and everything changes every couple months.
Yeah, so yeah.
Just whatever's going on now may be totally different by the time you hear this podcast.
Exactly, it could have changed tomorrow. That's so crazy. So other things I have on benefit, you save on storage fees. Like we just canceled, we were paying over $200 a month just to have like a place to park RV when we weren't using it. So we're saving on our storage fees by owning a place. That's one thing to think about. You already touched on the rental income. So each different resort has different percentages. For example, Hilton Head, they manage all the rentals for you and you get 50% of the rental income. So it's on an average $100 a night to rent a spot at Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort. So we average about $50 a night when we're in the rental pool and we put our lot on rental. So if we kept it in the rental pool on an average, just like average year, they say to estimate about 100 nights of the year it'll be rented out. So, you know, that basically covers our taxes, our insurance, and our quarterly HOA fees, which also vary resort to resort. But Hilton Head, their $750 every 3 months, once a quarter. So about $250 a month. So it only takes, you know, 5 nights of a month to rent it out. Five nights of a month to rent it out to cover your expenses on that. And if that's something that you're interested in, you know, there's, of course, certain lots rent better than others. We found that lots closer to the amenities, lots on the lake, things like that, have a way higher rental rate than 100 nights.
Right, but they're still getting the same rate, yeah. And you're going to pay a lot more for
A little. I mean, it's all relative. Right. You pay more, you know, you kind of get what you pay for. It's like anything. Location, 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 right?
Exactly.
That's everything we say in real estate. You know, there's some other things that you don't even really think about when you buy a place, I think, that are sort of benefits. I guess it could be a pro or a con, but I love that we have our same neighbors and we get to know the people that are other owners in the resort. We've made some great friends, some lifelong friends already at Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort. We've only been there as owners for a little over a year. We're already on our second lot. Like I said, we upgraded to a bigger lot, which we intend to renovate and upgrade, add things like an outdoor kitchen and things like that. And that's, I guess, another one of the benefits that I have on my list is adding upgrades that you want to your lot and kind of make it your own. And
each resort is different in the sense of what you can do to your lot.
What improvements you can make.
For example, Hilton Head, you cannot have a casita, where other resorts will allow you to build Pelican Lake up to a 300-square-foot casita. To some people, that's the game breaker. And for others, it's not. So it all depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah, you can't even have any structure with a permanent roof over it or gazebo at Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort. And I've seen most of the more high-end luxury resorts are allowing coach houses, are allowing, you know, covered kitchen areas and things like that. So all things to take into consideration when you're shopping for a lot.
Yes. So it all depends on what you want to do. There's every variable that you're looking for. There's an option for you or a location for you.
Yeah. And in our travels over the last year, we found a lot of places that sell lots. And we're going to go over some of those and just kind of talk about the varying price ranges from our just recent research. And of course, you know, those things like change day to day. It could be different in 2 weeks from now. So I guess, you know,
right. These prices are as of February 2021.
Yeah, exactly.
Subject to change by tomorrow.
Yep. Well, before we go into all the different resorts that sell lots, let's talk a little bit about some of the negatives of owning. The reasons we held out, like the reason we didn't buy a lot in the first place is because we thought, oh gosh, if we buy a lot at Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort, we're just going to come here all the time and we're not going to travel. And what we really want to do is travel around the country and see different places. So we don't want to be tied down to one place. So that could potentially be a negative of owning a place, is the sort of the feeling of I need to go there. There's also the monthly regime fees to consider. You know, it's an expense if you're not there and not using it and it doesn't rent out. Can you afford those regime fees? Do you want to pay those?
Or if you're retired and you're on a fixed budget, you know, that's something, that's a new expense that you got to consider.
Yeah. I mean, from the time we bought, the rates went up, I think like $50 from quarter to, you know, from 700 to 750 a quarter, which isn't a huge increase. But if you're on a fixed income, it's, you know, It's things to consider that you don't really have a lot of control over. When you rent your place out, of course, there's potential for people to damage your lot, have an oil leak. They're going to mess, you know, if you provide a grill, they're going to leave it dirty. They're going to mess it up. They could potentially, you know, it's like any rental property. People don't treat it as their own when they're renting. And sometimes you have great renters and sometimes you just have people that aren't so great.
And one of the downsides, and I'm speaking for Hilton Head Resort because that's where we own. If anything is damaged, that's on the owner. The resort has zero liability on it. They're not going to pay for anything that's broken from a renter. And it could get expensive.
Yeah.
Depending on what, you know, if you have a really nice grill and they mess it up, you got to fix it. There's no damage deposit, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. You also have to, you know, follow the HOA rules. So one of the things we have at Hilton Head is you have a 90-day turnaround. They make you drive your coach out of the resort every 90 days. It's a good thing, I guess, because
I have no problem with that rule.
I know. And I think it's a good thing because basically that assures that you don't have crappy trailers or crappy coaches just sitting around that don't drive anywhere, stuck on a lot, and that brings down everyone's values.
We've been to a couple RV resorts, quote unquote, where you would drive around and you go, you can tell this RV has not moved in 10 years because
They got all the stuff around the base of it.
Planters all the way around it. They got the fencing around the RV. It's like, you know, and then
it looks trashy.
Then you go from being a resort to a trailer park, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So I have no problem with that rule.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's part of the reason also why I think that they allow only like Class A and Super C coaches, drivable units, because they don't want it to become a quote unquote.
And they cannot be over 10 years old.
Yeah. And so that's also something to consider that could be a con if you have an older coach. Generally, they'll make an exception as long as your coach is in good condition and that kind of thing. But, you know, it may be something that forces you to have to buy a newer coach, and that may not be something you want to do. So if you're looking at purchasing, make sure you read all those covenants and restrictions and HOA rules and make sure that you're good with whatever those are before you buy in.
Especially anything, and they all have HOAs, and we all know how HOAs can be. It's great at times, and it's a pain in the ass at times.
It's kind of like a retirement community. There's like 400 people, and they all have different ideas. And some have been there for a long time. Some of them have been there for, you know, are brand new. So we love our neighbors. We love our friends that we've made in the resort. It's a whole nother community and group of friends. So I think that's definitely more of a benefit than it is a negative, for sure.
Absolutely. We have so much fun every time we go to Hilton Head. We actually have fun at, we've had fun at every resort that we've been to. People are there to have fun. Everybody's kind of like-minded.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes a little too much fun. Our check liver light has been on the blink for quite a while.
Yeah. We have a really nice time. Besides going out to dinner and different things and cooking out and stuff, we, you know, play cards and we meet up at the clubhouse or play left, right, center and get different games going. And hopefully when COVID lets up, we'll have a lot more little group activities and stuff like that.
And you just brought up another good point. Again, going back to Hilton Head, it is centrally located to everything. It's such a fantastic place. We can ride our bikes to the beach. We can ride our bikes to restaurants, shopping, whatever. There's some resorts, there's one in particular that we're going to touch base on in a little bit, and they are in the mountains. It's beautiful, but they are near nothing. There's nothing around there to do. So that's another thing to consider when you're looking at a resort and making your decisions.
And look at the amenities that they have and what's important to you. Like for us, it's important to have a great pool and a central meeting area. But for us, you know, the dog park isn't important. And it's nice to have tennis, but it's not super important for us. But we just picked up playing pickleball, which is really fun. But just, you know, those kind of things are things to consider when you're thinking about buying a lot. Do they have the amenities and things that we want? Because a lot of times we find ourselves barely even going outside of the resort because it's so nice there. We go to the pool and hang out with our friends and, you know, cook out or get food brought in or whatever. So we kind of talked a lot about Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort, which is one of the top 10 rated resorts in the country. You'll see it on lots of different lists for people. So the prices right now at the Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort, and again, you know, this can just change anytime, run from around $120,000 for a lot up to, there's one listed for $215,000, which is under contract right now. So prices have definitely gone up. And, you know, it's a great spot if it's something that you're considering. We should talk about Pelican Lakes because we just stayed at Pelican Lakes. With those lots we researched start around $135,000 and go up to
$300,000.
I thought there were some that sold for like $800,000 with the casitas and stuff on them on the lake.
Well, what's available right now is up to $300,000. I saw nothing higher than $300,000.
Okay. So I do know there were some higher sales.
Sorry. I take that back. I misread my notes. Yeah. 300 square foot casita. 160 to 800,000. You're correct.
Right. Yeah. I said 800. Yeah. So $800,000 for a lot there with a nice coach house on it that's renovated on the lake, and that's in Naples. So, I mean, if you put it in perspective, you really like, you know, housing prices in Naples are very expensive. There's a lot of communities that sell for $1 million their houses. So if you can pick up a lot for $300,000 and stay in your coach, you know, it's kind of like having a place in Naples that you wouldn't be able to buy.
Right. And they're fairly close to everything. The beach is a little bit of a drive, but there's restaurants, there's shopping, there's plenty to do near Pelican Lakes.
Yeah, I think like their Fifth Avenue is about 15 minutes drive from there.
Something like that. Yeah. And Marco Island is relatively close.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to be centrally located to. Mm-hmm.
And again, they have a lot of stuff just within the resort, beautiful tiki hut, pool, clubhouse, that kind of thing where people just, you know, kind of hang out at the resort. We even went to this one guy's lot. I swear he had it set up like you'd think you were at like an outdoor bar or restaurant. He had like three TVs and three kegs and a bunch of TVs and umbrellas and
really yeah, cool. And all the high tops. And I mean, I stopped when we walked in. I was waiting for the hostess to sit us down. That's so how nice. Very, I mean, it was beautiful. And I think we have some pictures.
I don't know if we can post them.
I took some pictures, but I don't know if he, you know, we didn't get his permission to post them. So.
Yeah. So that was at Pelican Lakes Resort in Naples, Florida. And that's also many times listed on one of the top 10 luxury RV resorts in the country. One of our other favorite places that we stayed was in Moab, Utah, which was Portal RV. And we loved Moab. George especially loved Moab so much.
I'm ready to go back right now.
He was like, yeah, if I said, let's get in the RV right now and start driving, he'd be packed up in 10 minutes and ready to roll. But we did look at lots there, and there's very few lots for sale, but they started at about 200,000. They had lots that you could build a casita on, or one-story casita or a two-story casita. And then they had other ones that literally had like a coach house. Those sold for around $1 million, and there's none available when we were there. And they're like about a 2,500, 2,000 to 3,000 square foot almost home.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you say coach house, this is a full-blown house. It was a three-story house with a garage and 3,000 square feet. And it was very well designed. Yes. Very well. Awesome. And you can actually park your RV. I think we've discussed this earlier in one of our other podcasts, but you can park your RV right next to your house, and it has full hookups. So you got a 3,000 square foot house plus the additional square footage of your RV. So you can go and stay there with a large family.
Yeah. And definitely have company come and visit and stuff like that. So those are great ones. I haven't really seen Moab Portal RV, probably just because it's smaller on any of the top rated resorts or anything, but it is a really, really nice place if you like Moab.
Right in downtown Moab.
Yeah, it's awesome location.
Great location.
Yeah, it's like literally 5 minutes to the entrance of Arches National Park. The other place that we went on our cross-country trip that sells RV lots and is also rated one of the top 10 in a lot of ratings is the Las Vegas Motor Coach Resort. That's a beautiful resort. They do allow small casitas on there. They do allow covered dining areas and things. The lot we stayed on had an outdoor fireplace, kitchen, like a whole covered area that was just beautiful.
Yeah. And obviously they allow the covered area because in the summer, the sun will just bake you if you're sitting out there exposed.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely hot in the desert.
Yeah. But their amenities were phenomenal. Their swimming pool was like Las Vegas style swimming pool. They had a beautiful clubhouse, which unfortunately we weren't able to go in.
Yeah, it's a 10,000 square foot clubhouse. They have over 400 lots, just very similar. It was originally built by, I believe, the same developer that did Hilton Head Island.
Yeah, they were related at some point.
Somehow, yeah. It's got the resort style swimming pool, two whirlpools, a tanning pool, free internet.
I think they have a 9-hole putting green that goes completely around the pool. And we found out that on the second floor, they have a full bar.
Yeah, we didn't get to go up there, but...
which is for the owners.
Yep.
That was really cool.
They got a workout place.
Oh, and they have a diner.
Oh, yeah. That diner was so good.
That was really, really good.
It was like a 50-themed diner.
And the food was very, very good.
It says they have saunas and massage rooms, and we never went to any of those, of course, because it was like, you know...
Well, we'll...
COVID.
We'll fill you in when we go back after everything opens up, because I want to go back there again.
Yeah, I do too. We also thought about buying a place there and looked at all the prices. And
well, and the reason we keep thinking about all these is because the prices are right now. And we saw from what happened at Hilton Head that...
Don't wait.
If we wait, we're going to get priced out. And, you know, and there's a fine line between a good deal and just not worth it. because at some point you get to the point where
you could just rent it,
or for a little bit more, I could just buy a house. Why am I going to buy an RV lot when I can just buy a house?
Right. Yeah.
You know, so that's things to consider when the pricing, when you're looking at the pricing, also compare it to the prices of houses in the area.
Right.
And you may say, wow, for $479,000, I can buy a house right around the corner.
Yeah, definitely.
But then you got to consider, you got everything that comes with a house.
And the maintenance and things like that. You may not be able to bring your coach there. So it just depends on what you want to do. We also stayed, let's talk about West Coast, Pacific Shores in Oregon. That was a beautiful resort. Again, owners there.
Yes, that was beautiful. That was right on the beach.
On the ocean, on the cliff, overlooking with the lighthouse. It was gorgeous. There was some problems there that they talked about, erosion that they were having difficulties with.
A lot of erosion.
Yeah, and so that was something to look out for. And let me just tell you this. Every single one of these resorts have real estate agents. Use the real estate agents. They're the professionals. They know what's happening. And I know I'm a real estate agent and I'm telling you that. And I sell lots at Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort and I have a brokerage there. But at the same time, like, people make mistakes because they do for sale by owners and they don't do their research and they think they're going to save a little bit of money. And in the long run, you know, it may not be the best idea. So I definitely say check with the realtors at all these different places. There's always somebody there that represents the resort and has all the inside scoop on things. So Pacific Shores, Oregon, the prices that we found right now are from $80,000 up to $305,000. And they do not have casitas on them or any built structures, very similar to Hilton Head, but less vegetation. Where Hilton Head is very lush, a lot of greenery, a lot of trees and palm trees and
Hilton Head kind of reminds me of camping, because even though
it's very, very green,
it's very developed, but you're still surrounded by trees. Every lot is,
they require you to keep a minimum amount of green space.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually incredibly difficult to cut down a tree in Hilton Head Motor Coach Resort.
Yes.
And again, I agree with that too, because before you know it, people just chop down all the trees because they want more space.
Yeah.
So with Pacific Shores, Oregon, like Lisa said, do your homework, get a realtor, because we saw a couple lots and we were like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. This is $80,000. It's right, you can see the beach. And then we kind of walked down to the beach. And as we were walking to the beach, we realized that a quarter of that lot was gone because the cliff had eroded.
Yeah. And here's a good tip. If you're thinking about buying a lot in any one of these resorts, rent a place first and stay for a while get to know the owners. Talk to people in the resort that own. That's what we did. That's what we did at every place. When we were in Las Vegas, these nice couple saw us walking around with our phones, looking at it on our Zillow app, trying to find lots. They're like, are you shopping for a lot? They were so kind. They picked us up in their golf cart and they drove us around and they told us who owned what and what was a good deal. And
yeah, at first
the inside scoop on everything. And those, you know, and that's what happened to us at Hilton Head. We ended up buying one word of mouth because we, you know, heard about it and we heard from our friends and they said, don't buy this one because of this and buy this one because of that. And they live there, so they know, they've got the inside scoop. So be outgoing, meet the people that are there, talk to them. And find out, you know, pros and cons of it.
And trust me, people will tell you the good stuff and they will also be happy to tell you the bad stuff.
Yes.
We've been to a couple campsites where people have told us things and we're like, then why are you living here? You know, it's like, and then they say, well, you know, the good outweighs the bad 90% of the time, but there's always bad in everything. And that's what you want to know. You don't want that surprise after you buy.
Right. There's also a bunch more places being built in Florida that we haven't really put on our list right now, but we were just kind of talking about some of the top 10 places here. Mountain Falls, that's North Carolina.
Yes.
Is another one of the beautiful motor coach resorts. It's in the mountains. We have not had the pleasure of staying here, but all of our friends have. They say it's kind of a sketchy road to get up there in your big coach, but once you're there, it's beautiful. Although there's nothing really around to do, you're kind of there. They do allow casitas. And they have a big, I believe, 18-hole golf course there at Mountain Falls.
And again, when Lisa says casita, some of these are actual houses. I mean, they're massive. The ones on top of the hill.
Like 800 square feet, maybe?
No, I think there's some that are bigger than that.
It looked like about 800. Yeah. I mean, 800 is big.
A big house for what you're getting. The views are incredible. Our friends that have gone there have said the drive up is a little sketchy, but obviously doable. And that's the one that I was saying earlier, that there's really not a lot to do around there except play golf and enjoy the scenery. I think there's no restaurants nearby. There's no shopping nearby. It's just a place to get away and relax.
I was just looking at the Mountain Falls website, and it says Mountain Falls open year round. Did you know the drive to Mountain Falls got easier? Road construction on Highway 64 is complete, and many of the tight turns leading up to the resort have been removed. That's a cause for celebration.
Okay, well, that's great. Obviously, they recognized the issue and took care of it.
Yeah. So it says enjoy winter sports at a local family ski resort. Ski Sapphire is up there.
I don't know if I want to be driving my RV.
A spa and wellness area, and you know, some other things. So the prices at Mountain Falls go from $225,000 to over $1 million. So
$1 million.
$1 million.
For a lot.
For a lot to park your coach. Those are the ones overlooking the edge. I think, you know, it's a gorgeous view.
And it's very new, so everything is brand new. As a matter of fact, I think there's an area that they're a new phase that they're starting to develop. That's how new it is. They're still building.
Yeah, so they have private clubhouse, pickleball, bocce ball, fitness facility, hot spa, on-site concierge, laundry facilities, dog park, catering kitchen, organized outdoor pursuits, hospitality services, panoramic mountain views, 9-hole golf course, 2 pools and bathhouses, active social community, and an on-site rental program. So it's not really excessive amount of amenities that they have there, but if you're looking for something in the mountains.
But that's a good amount of things to do. Our friends that have been there love it. But when they go there, it's to shut down and relax. Where when they come to Hilton Head, it's to go to the beach and to go to restaurants and different things. So each one provides something different. If you love the mountains, I highly recommend Mountain Falls in North Carolina.
Another one that has been on our bucket list, and we've actually not even been able to get in for a rental, is Blue Water Key RV Resort down in the Keys in Florida.
Yes.
And these are gorgeous lots right on the water.
These are lots that when you can either back in or pull in. And if you pull in, your view out your front window is the water. Most of the lots are on the water. Some of them are on the backside, which is called the lagoon side. And you still see water, but it's just a lagoon. But the ones that are on the water are absolutely beautiful. And each of these are privately owned. And there's so much variety in what people have done with their lots. They're beautiful. Suggest that you go on their website and just look at what's available, because it's too much to describe. But it's,
yeah, like if you can even get in there, like we said, we've never been able to get a reservation to stay.
And the other thing is
prices range.
But it, oh, well,
prices range from $495,000 to about $900,000 for an RV lot.
But those things, if you're looking at maybe an investment, like Lisa said, they are constantly booked. I mean, you got to book so far in advance, it's not even funny. So if you own one, your chances are you're going to be renting that thing out like crazy. And when you want to use it, you got a beautiful place in the Keys. It's, I think, was it an hour from Key West?
It's not a whole hour. It's less than that.
It's a good drive.
It's a good drive to down to like Duval Street or whatever. But
right. So it's got its pros and its cons. You don't have all the crazy traffic because you're not in Key West.
But you're not
but
really close
you're
to
not
all
in
the
Key West,
West stuff.
Right.
Yeah, like we love Boyd's Campground. We always go there, and that's on Stock Island, which is the closest kind of RV place to Duval. And it's on the water, and we really like it there. But it's, you know, it's $100 a night or something.
Right. And the only reason Boyd's didn't make the list is because they don't sell lots. They just rent.
Yes, they're just rentals. I was looking at Blue Water Key, and there was, it says annual assessments are $5,000 per lot, payable in two installments. So, you know, we pay $750 a quarter, so it's a little bit more there. Real estate property taxes average $2,500 to $5,000 a year. Trash, cable, Wi-Fi are included. Oh, this is another good point. Pros and cons. What's included? We just got brand new Wi-Fi at Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort. And if you're a full-timer and you own a lot, having great Wi-Fi is a super important thing.
Well, especially for us, Lisa's still working and she works from the RV. And if we don't have Wi-Fi, Lisa goes into panic mode.
Yeah, no, panic mode is kind of an understatement. I'll be like, get me out of here. We need, I gotta write contracts. I gotta review offers.
Somebody's gotta fund this expedition.
That's right. So that's a definite thing to ask about. Most of the time, like, we pay our electric, but our water is included at Hilton Head. And I'm looking at Blue Water Key, and it says owners pay all electric and water, and they're all individually metered. So pros and cons there, too. Also, one thing that people may not talk about, but is you have to have usually an owner's liability insurance coverage on your lot. We require it in Hilton Head if you're going to be in the rental program. That costs us about... I think it was about $600 a year. Not too much.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It is another added expense. And if you're looking at your expenses and on a tight budget or whatever, you want to make sure you take in mind everything that
all
you're
the expenses.
All your expenses and what you're going to be putting out there.
And every resort will be more than happy to give you a list of what's included, what's not included. Again, talk to the people who live there. They'll be happy to tell you what their water bill is, what their electric bill is. How, you know, if the rental program is worth it, people love to talk and they'll be more than happy to tell you about their little community.
Yeah.
One other place that we've never been to that I would really like to go to is Desert Shores Luxury RV Resort in California.
If anybody's been there, please, and you're listening, drop us a message on rvpodcast.com. And let us know how it is.
Let us know what you thought of it. All we've ever seen is their website, pictures. We don't even know anybody who has actually stayed there. But it is absolutely beautiful. And it is very close. So if you're a music fan and you go to Coachella, it's within driving distance of Coachella. So I can only imagine what they get. For those lots during that time.
Yeah.
Those lots go from $295 to well over $1 million. But these things, go on their website. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they've done with a very small space. And they're absolutely beautiful. Some of them have, actually most of them have swimming pools in their lot.
Oh, that's so cool. I want to go there so bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's a soaking pool, but it's still the pool. The casitas are absolutely beautiful. And the location is right near everything.
Yeah. So one thing, in this whole podcast, we've talked about pretty much, you know, some of the top 10 luxury RV resorts. And I realize that not everybody has a Class A, B, or C coach or that may be allowed into some of these parks. We have a lot of friends that have fifth wheels and other kind of campers. So if you are one of those people and you know about some great resorts or places that you can purchase lots in that allow these different types of things, I'd love to hear about them. We haven't really experienced any of those. So I would love just to have that information to be able to share with our listeners next time. And if you have great information, we'd even love to have you on our podcast just to talk about it. And give
or
us some
tell us
insight.
About where you live. Tell us about your RV resort. We would love to come visit places. Yeah,
yes, I mean, let us come visit.
This is what our podcast is about, visiting and traveling the country and telling everybody about RV resorts and the RV lifestyle. And if you're super happy with where you live and your RV resort, please drop us a line. Tell us about it.
RVpodcast.com.
RVpodcast.com. We'll talk about it. And if we have the chance, we'll come and visit you and talk to you at your resort about why you love living there.
Yeah. It's funny because we've mostly focused because it's also freezing cold pretty much everywhere, even including Florida. But we've mostly focused on things that are like in the South. And I also did do a little bit of research and saw some nice resorts that look like they were up in Michigan and those areas. So I'm sure there's a lot of things that are really nice up north as well. And one thing I've been wondering about, so if we have any listeners that can give us any information on this, is staying in places that have winter. You know, like, we've never brought our coach anywhere that it snows. I don't really know what that would entail, but it's just really interesting to me. Like, if you live in Michigan, like, I'm originally from Michigan, I thought, oh my God, it'd be cool to go up there in the summer. But what do those people that own those resorts, own those lots, do in the winter time? Do they all come to Florida, or what
happens? One thing I learned just recently is that RVs are rated for weather. There's some that are winter rated that will do fine in the winter and snow and cold conditions, and others will not. You will freeze your butt off. They have very little insulation. So whatever you own, look it up. And there's a website somewhere that tells you what your RV's winter or weather rating is.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was very interesting, because it was on the Tiffin Motorhome Owners website.
Okay.
Because there was a bunch of people that posted that they were up camping in the winter and there was snow, and somebody asked, you know, that question, are you freezing? And they're like, no, our coach is whatever, a 4 rating for winter, and we're perfectly fine. It's, you know, everything's warm, everything works great.
You know what that reminds me, because when we went to, back in the olden days, 2 years ago, before there was music concerts, when we went to the Country Music Festival in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, remember we saw all those really cool, it was like a flat square box, and we were like, what in the heck? What kind of RV is, you know, what kind of camper is that? And it was actually made to go out on the ice for ice fishing.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. It literally had like holes in the middle of the floor in the living room. We could just sit in your living room and ice fish. That's so cool.
Those were really cool. And we got a chance to go inside one of them, and the owner gave us the full breakdown. And they're made specifically for ice fishing, but these people use them for everything, concerts, camping.
We need to reach out to our friends.
And what was cool was when you pull that thing out on the ice, and when you get over your spot, the wheels hydraulically lift up into the body. So the whole trailer is sitting flat on the ice. That's why you have holes inside the trailer that you open up and you drill your fishing hole, and you sit inside in the comfort of your trailer.
With like a fireplace and a kitchen and bathroom. Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah, I think we still have contacts from there. We need to reach out to them and see.
Yeah, we got a lot of contacts that we got to reach out. And that's one of the beauties of this RV lifestyle, is we've met so many cool people that now, you know, we tell our local friends, man, we got friends in California. We met friends from Oregon. We met friends from everywhere, you name it. And, you know, and we're still in touch with them. And it's really, really nice community.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. Well, so if you have any questions about buying or selling an RV lot, especially in Hilton Head, I can answer all those questions for you because I sell them there. But anywhere else in the country, we're happy to tell you anything that we know or based on our experiences. And if you have information to share with us, again, please reach out to us at rvpodcast.com. You can scroll down to the bottom. There's a place you can send us a message and comments, and we would love that. And while you're at it, if you're listening on your favorite, whether it's Spotify or iTunes or whatever it is you're listening on, just please like us, subscribe to our podcast. The more followers we have, the better it is. And hey, maybe someday I can retire and just travel all around doing our podcast, telling you all about our great adventures and travel.
Sounds good to me.
George has already got the keys in his hand. He's ready to hit
the ground.
I'm
ready to go.
All right. Thanks, friends. It was great. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Our View. Don't forget to drop us a line at rviewpodcast.com. That's the letter R, viewpodcast.com. And like, subscribe, and follow us so you don't miss out on our next adventure.